name's Karen Schoenberg. I was born and raised in San Diego, in a little town called Claremont. It's about 10 minutes away from FCSU. And surprisingly, I've lived in my house all my life ever since I was born, which is really weird because my dad was in the Navy, and that's kind of like awkward. Not awkward. I don't know. It's just kind of unheard of for people in the Navy to stay in their houses that long. I don't know. I'm a bio major. I'm pre-med, and I plan on having a minor in behavioral psychology. I'm taking physics because it's required. Honestly, I don't even like physics. I do like the concepts and all the gnarly theories out there, but the coursework is just so boring. But no, not boring, because Tony, don't give us more homework. It's just so bleh. I'm fully aware that having a strong foundation in physics will help me succeed in all my other science classes, though. Like, whatever I can take from physics will help me understand more in biology or chemistry, or right now I'm even taking physiological psychology, and physics is coming into play there, which is really weird, because, like, physics and psychology, do they usually go together? I think Tony's problem-solving method helps us understand that the solution isn't the most important thing, but how you get there and understanding how to get there is. I think there's some random, like, quote or something, motto out there that says something about, like, it's not all about the prize. I don't know. Look it up. I can tell you. I do like college, but I'm kind of sad that I never went away to school, because I never got the whole college experience thing. I was so set on going to UCSD that when I didn't get in, I didn't know what to do. And I got into some pretty good schools, but mentally I wasn't prepared to leave San Diego yet. So to make up for the whole college experience thing, I just party a lot my first 3 semesters, which was pretty much one of the worst choices I've ever made in my life. My 4th semester, I kind of became a workaholic, and I was working about 40 to 50 hours a week between 2 jobs and going to school full time. And then one of my jobs didn't get out until 2 in the morning on the weekdays and 4 in the morning on the weekends. And having 8 a.m. classes with those was just not the best idea in the world, trust me. But I'm proud of myself because I finally got my priorities straight, and I'm not drinking, and I only have 1 job again, and I'm only working there like 15 hours a week, which is really, really, like, unheard of in my head, mind, I don't know. But it's working for me. I just keep studying a lot, and I think that's kind of a good thing. I really hope by the time I'm done with college, I can come out of it feeling like I accomplished something. I have some friends that don't go to school, or they don't know what they want to do with their lives, and when I tell them that I'm studying on a Friday night or whatever, they kind of get, they can become discouraging, because they'll almost make fun of me and be like, oh, blah, 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 but at the same time, it's like, they don't know what they want to do, and I do, and I'm trying to get there, so that's why I'm studying so much like a loser. But, yeah, so when I get out of college, I want to have accomplished something and tell myself that all those nights that I never went out and all those things, they helped me. Let's see, what else can I say? I am a very happy person. I used to hate the word bubbly. It really used to piss me off, but it probably is one of the words that best describes me. I also like when people call me a firecracker, because that's so true. When you get me mad, if you get me mad, which is really hard to do, but if you do, I will go crazy on you. Watch out, if I have something in my hand, I will throw it at you. let's see. I want to be either a pediatrician or an obstetrician when I get out of school. I haven't decided yet, but I'll be in school till I, like, die, pretty much. So, we'll see then. And if I do get into the medical field, then I want to get specialties in either one. I either want to get my PhD in medical genetics if I become an obstetrician. And if I become a pediatrician, then I want to go into oncology and help kids with cancer. So that's a noble cause. I couldn't put animals to sleep. That's just too sad. And if I can't get into med school, then I think I just want to keep on going to school. I have no idea what I want to do with my life if I can't be a doctor. I really like to travel. I don't get to do it much. Like I said, I have no time for anything. But we will see. I don't know. I hope that's enough. Not really too interesting. But if you ever have any questions about San Diego, hell, I've lived here all my life, so